Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Remember me? What did I do wrong for you to have forgotten me?
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
I'm here in Los Angeles doing the best show tonight. We got a special treat of an episode for you tonight. Pat is there. Jason's there. Last but certainly not least, the man of the hour.
Man of the hour.
The one
I didn't know about this until I got to the studio.
No, I know. That's why it's literally the man of the hour. Because we came up with this idea an hour ago.
Okay.
It's Mike Knight.
He's, do you have puppy dogs?
Remember that night, Mike?
Oh, yeah, finally.
Oh, boy, you don't sound happy.
God. Finally.
That was April 23rd.
I like the
2008
quesadilla.
That was May 5th, 2007.
What are you, Mary Lou Henner? With these dates? Where are you getting these dates from?
I'm making it up.
Yeah, are those accurate?
Hi, I'm Dennis.
I memorized every show where I said something.
Yeah. Well, Mike, all I want is tonight. This is not your night. Don't worry. It's a low pressure thing. I just want a few, I just want to hear you set the pace a little bit. We'll follow your lead. Finally, your fantasy. See, the thing is, Mike, I can't give you too much time to plan some of these things. I give you a week to plan Mike night.
Yeah. I'm up to your strategy, Tom.
It's going to be some perverted carnival up in here.
Yeah.
Right? Be you with all your Bayonne people. Mm. Right?
I lost one of my Bayonne people. This is a funny story. Apparently, I'm a bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
Ever have somebody just say, sorry, Mike, I want to try and get my life back on track. So that means I won't be seeing you much more.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I kind of understand where this guy was coming from. He wanted to cut back on drinking.
Yes, he's talking about the bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not you. You did not invent alcohol.
Right, right. No, but I'd see him socially at other bars, not sure. necessarily always at Masses.
Sure. It's that classic thing where you're saying this guy's got a drinking problem. It's like, how do you know? It's like, I see him at the bar every night.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your loss. Mm-hmm. This guy will come back. Maybe the two of you can figure some soft drink related activities. Why don't you go to the movies with him, right? Why don't you go see Irishman? Why don't you invite him over to your place and watch Irishman?
Get a milkshake or something.
I could do that.
Get him some ice cream.
I saw this thing about curious sobriety. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. What's that?
It's like a whole the millennials and Gen Z.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard you say millennial.
Well, I just saw this report. That was the terminology they were using. And apparently those generations aren't drinking on the same pace as my generation and older generations.
Mm-hmm.
They are, however, smoking pot on a much increased pace. So
okay.
Take that with a grain of salt about sobriety. But anyway, they have...
I guess I'm a millennial then.
Ugh. That actually made me nauseous.
I did that for you, Tom. It's been a while.
It made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, they have these nightclubs like that. Oh, you know, people can go to this nightclub like before work. You know, the dawn, you can go there and dance, and there's no drinking, and you know, which is fine.
Sounds good. Good for a good. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
God bless them. That's what I says. God bless them.
And all the breweries are making these non-alcoholic beers, Brooklyn Lager, and
God bless them. That's what I says.
Sports Light has something.
All right.
You've got a voice of Heineken 0.0 right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're a fan.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm on a commercial for Heineken 0.0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Apparently a bunch of sports radio stations right now.
Somebody asked me if you were on an ad for, I want to say, real estate or insurance.
I don't know.
Insurance ad?
I've done so many demos lately that...
Mike, he's just so busy. He can't keep track of all these jobs. You can't expect a guy like that.
Book jobs.
He can't keep track. Well, Jason, I'm going to say this then. Uh-huh. The answer would be... No, it wasn't me.
The answer, I mean, that's a clear answer.
If you didn't book it.
About 99% sure.
If you didn't book it.
Right.
He didn't hear you on the radio.
Yeah, it's either yes or no.
Unless there's a radio station that just plays auditions.
Yeah.
Which would be my worst nightmare. Get a hold of some of those voiceover auditions I've done. Ay, ay, ay. You don't want to know the half of it.
What's the weirdest one you've ever done?
You
don't have to name the brand or anything.
Weirdest one I had to record a thing. I've done some cartoon voice auditions and they're humiliating to be just alone in a room and be like, I thought I was going to go to the, like, to go like, this is Tom Sharpling. I thought I was going to. And just know they're in a room being like, nope.
It's the worst.
I can actually play one if you want to hear it. Do you want to hear one, Mike?
Sure, yeah.
This is an audition I did that did not go well. Mm-hmm. Who was that? Some weirdo. I'm here at Earwolf, by the way. The generous folk at Earwolf. Always nice to me. Always nice to us, and I appreciate it. And they got Devin is here running the show, working the board as always. He's the best. He's the best. He's like an L.A. You know, he's like an L.A. He's an L.A. version of – like a hybrid of all three of you guys.
So he's drinking a Coors right now?
No, he's got a bubbly.
Ooh. Got my sparkling water.
Someday you'll get that out there.
Yeah.
So this is an audition I did a while ago. Did not get it. And take a listen.
Negative one. I'm tired of being a walking ashtray. Negative two. I'm tired of feeling guilty every time I want to light up. I'm Steven Dorff. I've been a smoker for 20 years. And I just found the smarter alternative. Blue e-cigs. Blue lets me enjoy smoking without it affecting the people around me. Because it's vapor, not tobacco smoke.
Yeah, they did not like my read on it, and they actually went with Steven Dorff. I was...
I, I always felt that commercial, they didn't give him any coffee. Like, those were his honest feelings about blue cigarettes.
No, it was a script, because I read it.
Negative one.
Oh, that
one.
Was actually the script?
Negative one. I'm tired of smelling like a walking ashtray. Negative two. That's why I try blue. Blue e-cigarettes. It's vapor.
Fast forward 20 years from now. A trial underway. Everyone who said, and Mr. Dorf, for the record, did you not say that it was harmless because it was vapor?
I do not recall. Negative. I did not say that.
I think that guy's career has been on an uptick since that commercial, though.
Yeah.
Seems to be in everything now.
Good for him. I like him.
He's got that grizzled older dude thing going for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say, oh, this guy's sort of an older guy, grizzled.
Mm-hmm.
And they get him.
I'm pro Dorf. Ain't going to get no argument from me, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start the show, and then we'll do it properly, okay? Mm-hmm. Best show. Good. Wait. Best show. What? How dare you? Wait. What's going on? Why would you not play? iTunes. Are you not my friend anymore? Hold on. Here we go. Best show. Best show. Yeah, how about that, right? It's the best show. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host, and I'm here tonight bringing you the best show the way you love it. And I'm in Los Angeles, and AP Mike and Jason and Pat are in New Jersey, and it's all cool. And we have a special show for you tonight. It is going to be Mike Night. AP Mike Night. And what do we mean by that? He sets the pace. He tells, he's gonna drive the bus. He's not gonna drive the bus. I'm driving the bus.
Yeah.
But he's drawn out the map. But I drive the bus. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I have something I think will appeal to you, might get the conversation going.
What's that?
I noticed once upon a time in Hollywood,
Yeah.
It was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yes, it was.
In the musical or comedy category.
Mm-hmm.
My question, is it a musical or is it a comedy? And why?
It's a comedy, Mike.
Okay. All right.
And that's because it's got funny jokes in it.
Okay. Yeah, DiCaprio was nominated in the comedy category.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a first, you think?
For him?
Yeah.
Was Wolf of Wall Street a drama?
Yeah, I think that was a drama.
But was it listed as a drama?
I don't remember.
Let's check. So
what was DiCaprio's funniest moment, you think, in the movie?
In Once Upon a Time in the Hollywood?
Yeah.
Probably when he gets the margarita and goes out and yells in the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
When he turned the flamethrower on the guy?
Yeah, that was a good one too. Yeah. For anybody who was wondering what the ending of the movie was, Mike just dropped that little nugget on you.
Thankfully, I was mouthing something to Dudio, mm-hmm. and that made me not pay attention to
good.
It. I still haven't seen it, so I'm not going to. No, I don't want to hear it.
Dudio didn't see it yet either.
No.
Hey, it's out on DVD
right now. I don't get this. It's crew I got here.
I'll fire up the DVD player.
I didn't see it. I didn't catch it.
I'm just waiting for the screener.
Yeah. You want $4? I'll give you $4 to rent it. Is that what you want? You want $4?
No.
Pat, give Dudio $4.
Well, I'm going to use it myself.
No, then get $8. Then take $8. Take $10. Take $10. A round up. Take a $10.
Okay.
Have you watched any of your screeners yet, Tom?
No. I watched My Name is Dolomite.
Great movie.
Yeah, I want to see that so bad. I haven't.
Great movie.
You haven't gone around to it yet?
I haven't gone around to it. Okay. I was too busy watching Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
How was it?
It's great.
Yeah.
Looks like a fun,
really good.
Fun party movie.
Yeah.
I think
you just put it on. You invite some people over.
I think that it was Eddie Murphy and Charlie Murphy that wanted to do a movie like this for a long time, and they were both like grew up being huge Rudy Ray Moore fans.
Yeah.
And so it was like a passion project for Eddie Murphy, especially after Charlie Murphy passed away. But like, Tom, did you ever see Rudy Ray Moore when he was like at the WFMU record fair just hanging out and like signing autographs?
I think I remember.
Yeah, he was so unassuming, and I didn't know his blaxploitation movie history then. I thought he was just like this old record guy that Norton did some reissues for. I didn't know any of his backstory. And then after seeing My Name is Dolomite, I went to the Amazon. They had like the Prime Video up for
the Amazon?
For the original Dolomite movie.
Take it easy.
He's mad because I got the board to work.
I know. No, I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of him.
Sure. Now you can hear. We can hear. That's the sound we hear in your voice. Pride.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of Pat.
Mike.
Yeah.
Give me a breakdown of the tone in that room now.
Yeah. Well, the dynamic is interesting. They're always battling for the board's spot.
Yeah.
When you're not here,
they both want to sit behind that chair.
Yeah. And when the pizza arrived, Pat had to get out of the seat and get, mm-hmm. and guess where Dudio went?
Mm.
You know, he went right. It was like a magnet. You know,
he can't be him.
Jumped right in there.
Someone's got to be.
I'm like, oh no, here comes a showdown. I thought there was going to be a showdown over it.
I also came in hot tonight because I tried calling Mike earlier
mm-hmm.
On the phone number that Mike gave me in case I ever needed to call him
years ago.
Yeah,
years ago.
Yeah,
and I dial the number, it mm-hmm. rings, somebody picks up, and I'm like, hey, Mike, it's Dudio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guy's like, it's not.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank
they're
you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
So.
And the same thing happened to me a few weeks ago, and I deleted that number. I had two numbers from Mike.
Yeah.
But we did discover this, like, this was a Shrimp Connect burner phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is three burner phones ago for Mike.
You know, Mike, if you have a burner phone, you're digging into the savings on the Shrimp Connect. Uh-huh. Might as well just go get the shrimp like normal people. You're like, I got a special deal. I just got the shrimp, but I got to use my burner phone. Yeah, the problem is a burner phone, Mike. That's it's costing you money. This burner phone.
That's true.
And by the way, Mike, I want to just let you know that Leonardo DiCaprio in the year 2013 was declared the winner of the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Musical or Comedy.
Okay, all right.
So he's it's a comfortable spot for him.
I'm losing my grasp on what's funny, I think. That's what it boils down
well,
to.
Well, Mike, let me explain it to you. Sit back.
I think that's what's at the core of this.
Comedy. Yeah. Tragedy is when I fall down the stairs. Comedy is when you fall down the stairs. You with me on that?
Yeah. I've heard that description.
Tragedy is when I drop a brick on my foot. Mm-hmm. Comedy, however, is when you drop a brick on your foot.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Like if you think about it this way, Mike. Mm-hmm. Walk into a car, right?
Yeah.
Open the car door. Slam the car door on my hand. That's, tragedy is if I slam my fingers in the car door. Comedy is if you slam your fingers in the car door. You get the pattern?
It's a perspective, you know.
Yes. And the thing with comedy also is, Mike, it's threes. I'm not sure what that means, but people have said threes.
Okay.
And I just go along with it, and I go, ah, yes, threes. And I think it has to do with three jokes in a row or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Three rapid fire jokes in a row.
I'm untrained. I didn't go to the fancy Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. I didn't get Alan, what's his face to teach me how to go, I'm going to pretend I'm a plant. Right? Actually, can you pretend you're a tree and not a plant? I gotta get on that dude's good side. I really blew that one, right? I bet that's a bridge I burned.
What if we had him come to the studio?
I don't want him roaming around there.
I could reach out to him because I know him.
He's not going to poke through. I picture him poking around too much.
Just popping up.
The inner sanctum.
I'm going to let him sit in this chair.
No. I don't want Alan, what's his name? Comeover?
Adam Conover.
Alan Conover. I don't want Alan Conover sitting in my chair being like, actually, podcasts are bad for you. What?
What if he says, actually, this is my chair?
What if that's how he gets everything he wants in life? He just goes, actually, I'm not paying for this meal. And then people roll with it because Alan explains everything said it. Right? Actually, I'd like to drive this car today. So anyway, today, Mike.
Yes.
It's Mike night. Mike's going to set the pace for the show. What's the number now?
201-332-3484.
The classic number.
Classic number.
201 dead hug.
Classic.
Nobody number. Answers. Just let her ring.
What got that? three calls on hold right now.
Okay. Remember this song? Great song. Let's take a call.
Going to line one.
Line one. Line one. Welcome to the best show, line one.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, Tom?
Hi, who's this?
This is Eric calling from Moscow, PA.
You sound like
How are you tonight?
Sound like a tough guy. Real tough guy, huh? Real tough guy. Think with your fists first, huh? Your fists first kind of guy?
Well, it is a Buffalino family country out here.
What's that mean now?
Moscow, PA.
Is that cheese?
Just south of Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, no, I think he's making references to the Irish.
The Irish man, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your favorite scene in Irish Man? What's your name again? Mort? What?
Eric,
what's your favorite scene in Irishman? Is it when Al Pacino ordered an ice cream cone?
I did like that, but I think mine was when Action Bronson showed up, somehow playing himself as a casket salesman. I don't know what was going on with that.
I liked that.
You know what song they should have played in that? They should have played Christmas Tree by Islands in that scene. Because our boy Nick Thorburn from Islands mentions shopping for a coffin in that song. That's literally what De Niro was doing in that scene. He was shopping for a coffin. Remember when that guy called Mike and was like, "Yeah, you should Jack Nicholson. He should go shopping for a coffin."
Yeah,
those are the good old days. For at least for Mike, they were. Those are the
before us.
Pre-Pat, pre-Dudio days. Mike's just like, yeah, that's when it was just the two of us.
I told him about the phone number and he made no movement to give me his new number. I don't think I'll ever get it.
No, he gave you an old number. I'm surprised you didn't call and then they picked up at the Green Quick Check.
Yeah, the real tension before we went live was that conversation. I could hear it from inside the studio, and Mike just said, "Oh, he called the wrong number, huh?" And just waited, and Jason was like, "Yeah." And then Mike said, "That's too bad." And that was it.
I love it. I love it.
You still have your Hudson County phone book?
No, I don't.
First of all,
I'll look it up.
Let me just say this. Well, first of all, what's your name, tough guy, again?
Also all over the internet.
Edgar. Eric. What's up?
It's on there.
So what's up, Eric?
Not too much. Just been laying in bed sick all day.
Oh, no. What are you sick from?
Fever.
How'd you get it?
2 days now. I don't know. In the snow, plowing.
Are you washing your hands?
Oh yeah, I'm quarantined. I got two little babies in the house, so I'm quarantined in the basement, kind of. But yeah.
Well, I hope you feel better, Eric.
I'm on my way. Yeah. Actually, that's reminded me something I've been meaning to tell you for years.
No.
You remember a snow day?
Oh no.
It canceled the show like 3 years ago, approximately.
Yeah.
So my wife and I stayed home that day, like everybody.
Yeah.
Made a pot of borscht and watched Lawrence of Arabia.
Ah, the classic movie.
Have you ever gotten around to it?
I did. I watched it like a year or so ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I know it's mind, I know it's mind blowing to you guys that somebody actually watches a movie.
No, I figured you would have talked about it on the show by now.
The lineup, over there. Oh, they know about movie. Jason. Oh yeah, I'm going to check that out.
It's a good one. Anthony Quinn.
Mike, yeah, I didn't see it. I'll check it out. No, Mike, I don't know. I can start working a movie budget into the show. Get these guys to the theater. At least Mike went and saw The Irishman. Right?
Yeah.
You did your time. You did your time in the theater.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater twice.
Caught me.
Bragging.
Ow, all right. What was the crowd like? That's what I'm curious about.
They were feverish.
He almost said.
Yeah, they're sick. He got them all sick.
How many canes or walkers were in the theater with you?
One of them, there was a lot. It was a small town theater. The guy gave me a JFK 50 cent piece as change, which was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. You sure that wasn't just like they were dressing up like their heroes on screen, like Rocky Horror?
Oh yeah, like the showings in Times Square.
I think that should start with Irishman. Should be like a midnight movie. Ends at 4 a.m. People dressed up like their favorite characters. I'm gonna dress up like what's the guy, Mike? Dead fella.
Joe Pesci.
No, his name was Russell.
Russell.
No, what's the other guy? What's Al Pacino's guy's name again?
Hoffa.
I'm gonna dress up like Jimmy Hoffa's son. With a fish.
Was that Chucky? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played Todd on Breaking Bad. Remember Todd? Bad news, Jack. Todd was bad news. Did not like Jesse Pinkman. Did not like him, not even a little bit. So Irishman. You saw it. There was a lot of old timers at the theater, right?
Yep.
A lot of crinkling from the Werther's hard candy wrappers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I thought it was pretty great though.
So you did that snow day thing and you and your wife watched Lawrence of Arabia. And it's a good movie. Good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence of Arabia. Good movie.
Classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Blu-ray collection.
Yeah. Okay, is that all you got for me, buddy?
I think so.
All right, goodbye. Yes. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good guy.
Talk about contrast of generations. I saw it. I went to see Betty LaVette. She's an R&B singer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For 57 years, she's been in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
She was at White Eagle Hall on Saturday.
You went and saw that show?
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Mike's at every show at White Eagle.
It was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
It was just her headlining?
It was and a piano player.
Yeah, it would have been nice if, I didn't know if she was going to have a band, but it would have been nice with a band. But it was actually really good. But coming in, there's people camped out on the sidewalk.
For Sunday's band.
Yeah.
Which was an Asian...
K-pop band.
Oh, really?
And they were playing White Eagle Hall?
They're playing White Eagle Hall the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So they were spending the whole night on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. They had these, you know, flimsy tents. It was cold. It was cold that night.
Mm-hmm.
It was windy that night, too.
And you know, I was just like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And then Megan from... Megan McKee?
Yeah.
From FMU?
Yeah.
She's a bartender at White Eagle Hall, so I was chatting with her. Well, first of all, I was like shocked that there wasn't a bigger audience. I mean, how many more times are you going to get to see this person?
No, I didn't. I mean, I straight up didn't know that she was playing.
Yeah.
I'm not hip
you
to this.
You texted me and you said you had no plans.
That wasn't directed to you, Pat, but I'm just saying, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be appreciation for older acts.
No.
You know, and, you know, no curiosity. I mean, everybody was my age or older, pretty much. I mean, I think I saw like one younger couple and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, they're curious. They know what's up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody, they're going to see 21 Pilots. Right, Mike?
It's K-pop. And actually, you know, I had to go online and do some investigating of what this band is. The name of the band is ACE.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a number of these K-pop things. Yeah. I mean, they had one band play MetLife.
It was BTS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't work those shows because and Megan was sort of giving me a heads up on the K-pop crowd.
Mm-hmm.
She says they don't drink. It's young girls and then middle-aged women.
Okay.
So my question was, oh, so it's mothers and daughters come to the show? No. They're separate categories. They're separate fan bases. Mm-hmm. That there's like a middle-aged woman fan base for these bands, and then the young girls, which would seem more natural.
That makes sense. It's the same for boy bands as well, too.
Mike, so Betty LeVette was great.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And
Todd Afonik, I got to see Todd Afonik showed up.
That's nice. Did you stick around for ACE?
No, I did not.
You didn't get online?
I did not join the crowd on the sidewalk.
You didn't lay your jacket out on the sidewalk and say, well, I'm calling it a night.
You know, looking back on it, I should have, like, approached one of these people and said to them, you know what, it's cold out here. I'll pay for a ticket for you to see Betty LeVette. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get to warm up for a couple hours.
Stay in the bathroom.
And maybe, you know, get an appreciation for different types of music. You know, but that's all hindsight. I didn't realize how sparsely crowded the Betty LeVette show was. Mm-hmm. You know, that was sort of disappointing.
Well, would this have been for the younger crowd or the middle-aged women?
I have to say that I didn't see too many of the middle-aged ladies out on the sidewalk. It was mostly the younger fans where, mm-hmm. you know, they wanted to be in the front row, I guess.
Sure. You know,
freeze all night for that privilege. It's not a big venue. You know, it's like you could worm your way up to the front.
Yeah.
You know, if you were that
desperate. There's also balconies,
You know, there's no seats.
I've never camped out for anything like that. No, have you guys ever done that?
No. I thought those days were over with the Ticketmaster stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, these people had tickets. It was all a matter
just to get to the front.
Positioning, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's odd. Mm-hmm. I did see Betty LeVette, though, at Summer Stage a few years ago. She was very good.
With a band?
Yeah.
All right. Enough about Betty LeVette. Enough. I appreciate it. I honor her, her accomplishment. Who I want to honor is Mike now. It's Mike night. What do you want to talk about, Mike, other than Betty LeVette?
Well, that was one of my things I could throw out there.
Good. And we did that.
Yeah. Well, you know, me and you are both Criterion Channel guys.
Oh, I just got a password today.
Oh, did you? Good for you.
Yeah.
So maybe we have a little Criterion Corner, Tom? Anything?
Sure. Let's talk Criterion Corner in case, you know, for the people who are still hanging in there after the
30 still listening.
Yeah, the 45-minute discussion about Betty LeVette. Mike, I'm just giving you the business.
I know. I got it.
Mike, I know what everybody wants. First of all, what's his face? Z-Man. I want to just say I'm sorry about to hear that that Carol Spinney passed away, the performer who was in Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. And I know I made fun of him and had a good time with that, but we honor the greats who passed. So rest in peace, Carol Spinney. And then I'm getting these texts over and over here. Please announce my show. Please announce my show. Can you plug my show tomorrow night? Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis. 9 p.m. UCB Hell's Kitchen. So tomorrow night, Wednesday night,
Yeah.
Wednesday the 11th.
Yes.
New York City.
Your first one.
New York City. Come out strong to see Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis, 9 p.m. at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen. That's exciting.
Yeah. Personally taught by Alan Conover.
Yeah.
Alan, if you want to see one of Alan Conover's top students do his thing.
Yeah.
Check out Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis. Live at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen. So you can go to, McDonald's. Right?
Yeah, there's a McDonald's around there.
There's that big one. Everybody's like, oh, look how big that McDonald's is. That's a big McDonald's.
Super size.
Yeah.
They built a bigger one in Times Square too. There's a brand new one.
A bigger McDonald's.
A bigger McDonald's.
Well, that just sounds like a challenge.
It's right around the corner.
For the first one, I think they should build that first one up.
Yeah.
Are they lining up like the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
What if ACE were through Chick-fil-A's at the if they threw Popeye's chicken sandwiches at the crowd? Imagine what that line would be like.
God.
Everyone at the ACE show is guaranteed two Popeye's chicken sandwiches on Black Friday. Yeah. It still hasn't happened. My prediction that at some point Target will straight up just offer a package in which you can eat your Thanksgiving dinner at Target. Like they can set tables out. You shop.
Yeah.
You shop at your leisure.
Yeah.
Your whole family's in there. And you just shop and then you sit down and you eat some and then you watch the football game on the TV in the TV department. Then you have your shopping cart, you load up on stuff. Then you go, oh, the food's ready. So you go back to the table and you eat. Then you float around more and you do some shopping. Then it's dessert is here.
How about you're locked in? Like the people who didn't pay the extra to get that, first chance at the Target sales.
Yeah.
They're all locked outside and
they're locked in. Like that movie I saw when I was a kid about the person that got locked in the department store and the dogs were chasing her. Remember that? I think it was her. Him? Her? I don't know. It was a TV movie.
Oh, okay.
Somebody was,
go ahead.
It was not a Target.
No, I know, but okay.
We could reboot it. Get Target on board. And also convince people. We'll launch the Thanksgiving dinner initiative. I'm telling you. If anybody who works at Target is listening, I just cracked the code. I just cracked the bleeping code. You want to know what you got to do for 2020 and beyond? I just cracked the bleeping code.
At the end of the Thanksgiving dinner at Target, there should be a checklist from the employees that says, how was this Thanksgiving dinner? Was it sparkling clean? Was it moderately clean? Or, have you ever used the bathroom at a Target and you see that clipboard on the way out?
They have a clipboard in the bathroom?
Okay. They have a clipboard at every Target I've ever seen. Has a clipboard in the bathroom that says,
how was
this bathroom? Was it sparkling clean? Was it moderately clean?
How many times have you used the bathroom at a Target?
Lots of times.
Really? Lots of times.
I've driven cross country two or three times.
Yeah, it's a good bathroom.
Yeah. Listen,
the department store bathroom, it's pretty high up there.
I've never bought anything at a Walmart.
You guys.
I've used plenty of Walmart bathroom. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Pat. You just provided a spark of something for Mike now.
Best retail bathroom. That's our topic.
I'm batting 1,000 and I fixed the board. I got a topic.
We have to bring up the board again.
Mike.
I try to resist using those bathrooms.
Yeah,
but it's good to know that there is a good one. That's
Barnes and Noble's usually pretty good too.
No, I've had bad experience.
No, it's not. It's disgusting.
Oh wow,
Barnes and Noble's like a combat zone.
Yeah, it's bad
in there.
It's not like a Walmart.
No, people are doing stuff in there. It doesn't look right.
Doing stuff in there doesn't look right.
Doesn't look right.
No, but Barnes and Noble bathrooms are like, it's like they got blown up. Like it's like somebody set the paper towel thing, like they set an M80 in it, and then it just blows up. It's everywhere.
And there's always a bargain book, like in the stall.
Yeah.
There's always paper towels on the floor, though. You're right about that.
There's always paper towels on the floors. And the other thing there is there's always like who just said there was a book on the floor?
Yeah, somebody smuggles a book.
Yeah, there's always a bargain book.
I always see, not a bargain book, I always see like straight up somebody brings like a dirty mag in there.
I have seen like a penthouse in there before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I mean, that's the most upsetting thing I've ever, just imagine that.
Adult magazines. They're one of the last holdouts.
You creeps. You creeps. These creeps can't fight the urge for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not till you're home.
Keep it at home, yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy, I'm really trying to keep it at bay. And I'm not doing an impression of you, Mike. Doing an impression of you. Yeah, boy, the demons are sure calling me.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that Devil Barnes & Noble.
He's scanning all the magazines.
I gotta go to that Barnes & Noble. Yeah, that's what the doctor ordered. Well, it's a sick world.
The adult bookstores are dwindling. So yeah, that crowd is, you know, they're lost.
Yeah.
They're displaced. They don't know where to go.
They don't know where to go. I got no place else to go.
He found out Barnes & Noble has Penthouse, though.
So. Remember that movie, Mike?
It was like a cracking the door, you know?
I got no place. I'm pretending I'm not hearing any of this. I got no place else to go. What movie is that, Mike? Uh-huh. Come on, no. you don't know.
What
was
that? The Cadillac movie?
I don't know. I got Ford no Fairplane? Place. Ford Fairlane. It's not Andrew Dice Clay. It's never mind. Never mind. So, what do you want to talk about, Mike? Best and worst retail bathrooms?
Yeah, I think we stumbled upon a topic. You know,
if you want to talk about it, Mike, it's Mike night. We can talk about it.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's see what happens.
See, this is what typically happens during a slice of life, Tom, where Mike throws out one, and then he changes his mind, and he throws out another topic.
Well, this was Pat. So. Pat was inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Checking in on those Target bathrooms in their surveys. Which now I gotta next time, of course, next time I'm at Target, that's where I'm heading, just to see if that survey's hanging up there.
Applebee's, bad bathroom. Bad bathroom, guys.
Duly noted then.
Yeah. Carrabba's, good bathroom.
People can use this, yeah. I mean, this will be helpful to the audience at least, you know.
So you want to put together a resource guide then. Is that how you're looking at this, Mike?
The good, the bad, and the ugly in retail bathrooms.
201-332-3484.
Let's make that list.
We have a full phone bank now.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, it's on fire now.
All right. Let's take some calls.
Going to line three. Line three, you're on with Tom.
Okay.
You're live.
Oh,
hello. Hey. Hi. Welcome to the best show.
Oh, I think this is Eric in Minneapolis.
How are you, Eric?
Two Erics in a row.
Oh, I'm doing. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good. What's up?
I know that first dweller said his name was Eric from Moscow, Pennsylvania, but that's weird because that's where I'm from. So I guess I'm also Eric from Moscow, Pennsylvania.
Hmm. You're both in Moscow, Pennsylvania.
Well, I live in Minneapolis, but I'm from there.
You're from there. Okay.
What are the odds?
I think there's like 2,000 people maybe was there. It's weird.
Are you also running a fever?
No, actually, I'm on antibiotics because I have an infection in my eye. And I also have a baby in the house, so it's weird.
Okay.
Our audience is falling apart.
Everybody's falling apart. Everybody's falling apart. Come on, guys. We can pull it together. Yeah. Right? Let's... this guy's got a cold in Pennsylvania. This guy's in Minneapolis. He's at death's door. Got AP. Mike is, what's next with him?
My back's hurting.
His back hurts.
Yeah, I did something yesterday. I don't know what I did.
So what can I do for you, young man?
Oh, well, I saw you tweeted about Matt Berry and Sunset Laundries last week. And I like that show. But I was looking at some of the comments, and people were talking about Karth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Uh-huh.
Another thing I really love Matt Berry in called the ADBC.
That's like great. Oh, I know it.
And it's Christmas, so I figured it was a topical thing maybe some people would enjoy out there.
It's great. It's a Christmas, it's like a Jesus Christ Superstar type Christmas story that he did, kind of glammy. Yeah.
Really, really killer. It's a great Christmas tradition if people want to start one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I look, buddy, Matt Berry can't do no wrong. He's a good guy. Great. Also. I worked with him. Good guy. Great guy. More than a good guy. Great guy. I dare say I love him.
One of the greats.
One of the greats. So, anything else, my friend?
No, I appreciate
it. Hang up on this guy. Is he still there?
Gone.
So we're talking about best and worst retail bathrooms tonight.
Good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Captain D's, not so good.
Captain D's, I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Captain D's is?
No.
It's like a seafood place, like a Long John Silver's. Oh, also really? A bad bathroom.
Okay.
Can we jump back into line one?
Of course we can.
Sure.
You're on with Tom and Mike and Jason.
And Devin.
And Devin.
You know, it's kind of sad is the Avalanche Bob thing. The idea that there's a part of me that would be just like, oh, I hope Avalanche Bob doesn't call. And then now I'm just like, I miss Avalanche Bob.
Same.
I agree.
Best show, hi.
Avalanche, hi.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I was calling about retail restrooms.
Yeah, what do you got?
There we go.
It's not a common one, but REI has pretty good ones.
I could see that.
Okay.
Really, yeah.
pretty well maintained.
Living a sheltered life. I don't even.
You ever been to an REI?
No.
There's one out in Paramus. Go to that bathroom.
Okay. REI. What do they sell?
Like camping gear.
Camping gear store.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now let's talk about this. And this is out of my comfort zone, but it's Mike Knight. what's the performance that happens here when you're doing the going to the washroom thing, right? Mm-hmm. What's the performative aspect of that? Where, like, if you go into a place and you're clearly not buying something, but you gotta put on the airs that you are. What's that?
Yeah. Where you're trying to fake them out a little bit.
Yeah. Or you're trying to at least make an exchange to show, like, all right, I'll do something. I'm not just gonna be that person that comes in and uses the bathroom. I'll buy something or I'll do something, but I'm gonna do the minimum.
Yeah.
So, Mike, if you go to a...
Well, I'll give you an example. I mean, as a bartender, you have to deal with it all the time. You know, I mean, I've got mailmen, you know, who basically, you know, they're out on their own. So they need a regular stop. Mm-hmm. So I've got mailmen regularly coming in during my shift, and, you know, I'm cool with that. But then I have, you know, I think last week I had a very, very slow day. And literally I had more people using the bathroom and not buying anything. You know, when I've been in that situation and I have to jump into a bar basically to use the bathroom, I'll buy a beer. I'll sit down and feel like, okay, you know, it was a blessing that this bar was here for me in my dire need. And I'll sit down and I'm like, when I'm, you know, thankful.
Do you do the beer before or after you use the bathroom?
No, after, okay. You know, because generally it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. And most of the people who jump into bars to use the restroom, it's an emergency. You understand that. You're not going to bar them from the bathroom and jump in front of the door or anything. But, you know.
So say I'm at Mass's, right? I come in and mm-hmm. you're behind the bar. Let's do a little acting here.
Yeah, okay. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Can I get you anything?
Yeah, you can. I'm interested in a. I'm having a hard time ordering. Where's your bathroom? Let me think about it.
Okay.
Where is it?
Right to the left there.
Okay. Ugh, this is a disgusting bathroom. A few minutes bathroom. Later. This place is gross.
Are you whispering or are you saying it so I can hear you?
Is this guy dead? There's somebody on the floor. Hey, buddy, you all right? Jason, do the voice of the guy on the floor. Buddy, you okay. What?
I'm okay. I'm just sleeping it off.
You're sleeping it off?
Yeah.
Well, look, buddy, I just got to use the bathroom. If you wouldn't mind.
No, don't mind me. I'll just be here.
No, I do mind you. That's the problem.
I won't look. I promise.
No. I just would. Can I ask you to leave, please?
I can't because the guy out there was really rude to me.
Who, Mike?
Is that his name?
I don't know. I don't know him. I'm not Tom in this scenario.
I do not want another encounter with him.
His name tag said Mike.
Well.
His name tag. Yeah. He wears a green vest. That's the thing people don't know. When Mike works at Masses, he wears a green vest with all sorts of like crazy buttons on it.
Those old-timey aprons that they bartenders used to
wear. Yeah, but he's got all these buttons, and they say things like, they should make a sitcom about this place.
The
anti-cheers. That's one of the buttons, actually.
Wait, can you guys go back to the bar?
We're back in the bathroom.
I was about to enter.
Yeah, no, just I'm
come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Get out of the way.
Just do it. Just man up. Do it.
How's it going?
Well, actually, it's not going too well.
Alan Conover, what are you doing here?
Okay.
Actually, I own the bar now. Wait, it's my bar, and I'm evicting all of you.
Alan Conover owns Masses?
That's right.
Well, this is getting weird. Someone else is coming in the bathroom.
Like that you.
No, actually, a mass is single occupancy. So there's already too many. There's already one.
Just go with it.
There's no logic to this.
Okay. Well, somebody else is coming in.
The head's full, man. You'll have to take. You'll have to wait.
Hey, man.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Where's the bathroom, man?
Tommy Chong.
Yeah, what man.
What brings you to Bayonne?
Where's the bathroom, man?
It's Occupy.
It is?
Yeah.
Where is it, man?
Right there on the left.
Hey, man, anybody in there? I'm looking for Dave.
Hey, what's up, man?
Is Dave in there, man?
I'm Dave.
No, Dave's not here, man.
All right, I'm going to lie on the floor again.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. Look, Tommy Chong, why don't you talk to Alan Conover about some decriminalization of marijuana or something. I'm sure you guys can talk about that. The guy on the floor, I would really like it if you would get up so I could use the bathroom.
I can't. I wish I could. I really do. But that guy out there, and then also Tommy Chong. I mean, I'm not a fan.
Hey, what are you guys doing in there? Having a meeting?
Hey, well, man. Hey, man. You really got to use the bathroom, man. Come on, man.
You got backup out here, guys. Move it along.
Hey, is Dave there, man? Hey, man, where's Dave? Mike, say Dave's not here.
Dave's not here, man.
All right, this is truly...
it's too lifelike.
Mike's a weird night.
Sounds too much like what goes on in Mass.
What if we put a listener challenge out there?
Yeah.
Listener challenge to splice out that piece of audio.
Yeah.
Add room tone from a bar and some sound effects to make it really sound like we were
like a radio play. Like someone radio doing play. The Foley work.
Foley work. Some.
Well, why don't we do this? What about this? You take that audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you do, Mike. Take that audio.
Yeah.
Get one of your cohorts to slap some effects on it. Then why don't you sell it on that dumb site of yours? Right?
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you make it a free download and see what comes back?
Why don't you make it a pay what you will?
There you go.
Hey, man.
I'll cut it out.
In the bathroom, man. You gotta let me out, man. Hey, man, is Dave in there, man?
We still have this call on hold.
Okay, put him on, please.
I'm here.
Hi, welcome.
You could have done a voice.
If you wanted to do a voice.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Not trained. Evan.
Evan, where are you calling from, Evan?
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yep.
What's going on in Santa Monica? My favorite character on Friends, Santa Monica. Santa Monica Geller.
Just finished dinner, that's all.
Her dad was not a huge fan of her. It's very strange.
Monica's dad?
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Left the car to Ross. And all of Monica's stuff got ruined in the garage when the flood happened.
Yep.
He wouldn't let her take the Porsche when she left Chandler's toe in the kitchen.
You get it. Oh, buddy. You get it.
Yeah.
My friend, name your favorite your friend's favorite characters from best to worst right now. Go ahead.
Phoebe.
Yes, correct.
Joey.
Yeah, you're right.
Rachel.
Thanks.
Monica. Yes. Chandler.
Oh, my God. You know what you just did? If I had a chocolate factory, buddy, you'd own it. You'd own it.
Thank you.
You just named all six in order. That was perfect. That was a thing of beauty.
Correct order.
Phoebe's number one?
Yeah, Phoebe's number one, Mike.
That dumb thing she does?
Well, she's not dumb. She's operating on a different plane than Joey's dumb. Phoebe's just operating differently. Sometimes she's smarter than everybody.
Oh, okay.
But I thought you said Monica was your favorite.
Man, it was Santa Monica.
Okay.
Take it easy. All right. Well, what do you want to talk about, buddy? Bathrooms in Santa Monica?
Well, yeah, I mentioned the REI.
That's right.
Is the one in by the Third Street Promenade, which is a pretty high traffic area, but it's usually a usually clean place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But since it was also Mike night, I wanted to thank him. I was one of the first, I think I was one of the first Mystery Book Club customers.
Okay. Which book did
and,
I send
you? What was that?
What book did I send you?
The Terminal Beach by J.G. Ballard.
It's a good one. Did you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Master, J.G. Ballard, The Master.
That's about...
I haven't read anything else by him, but I liked it.
I get a lot of people asking for science fiction, which I don't have a whole lot. That's about the extent of my science fiction. And I don't even know if he qualifies, really, as a hardcore science fiction writer, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's about the closest I have.
Yeah, well, someday. Someday you'll get all Mike's Ursula K. Le Guin dragon novels when he decides to liberate himself from his collection of Isaac Asimov books, because Mike has all of them. Imagine how boring some of those things must be. 1,100 page Isaac Asimov book. Ay, ay, ay.
The big one.
Yeah. When I read that, 2001 book about the making of 2001, Carl Sagan was someone that Stanley Kubrick had talked to, and, they did not get along.
No.
They did not get along.
What was the riff?
Carl Sagan wanted a lot of money to talk to him about his philosophy on space.
Okay. All right.
He wanted a lot, and he felt that he was being ripped off by just talking to this guy for.
Gotta shake him down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, man, grab it where you can grab it. That's what I says.
Yeah.
So a young Carl Sagan, he grabbed it. He tried to grab it. He got told no. So let's talk about. Is the caller gone?
Caller's still here. Would you like me to,
caller, anything else you want to say?
No, that was all.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
Thanks. Have a good show.
Well, we already are.
Who knew so many Best Show, fans were into camping?
Oh, I love camping.
I think it's just that guy.
I think that's, well, but well, everybody. That,
hold on a second.
You knew REI. I didn't know what you
are. I only go in there for like
the bathroom.
But here's the thing.
I'm gonna say, Jason, I think, instead of running into REI for bathrooms, it might be time for you to go visit a doctor straight up. It's a fair amount of bathroom visits here.
Yeah. Well, now I've got my spots.
You're running into camping shops and.
Best place to go in, Times Square, Marriott Marquis.
Well, New York City.
Hotels are up there for if you have, you know, if you're in New York City, especially, and you need to, like, the nicer hotel, the better, because you can use the lobby. You can usually find it on your own without asking mm-hmm. anybody.
Sure.
And it's usually a pretty nice bathroom. So in New York City, yeah. That's.
If.
You don't use the subway bathrooms?
If you are.
If you could find one.
Uh-huh. If you are. Say it, Pat.
Point. In New York City.
In New York, no. You can use those bathrooms if you are white. Right?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably true.
I think I feel bad.
Yeah. Well, no, look, I feel bad too. That's why every time they let me use one of those bathrooms, I smash it.
Yeah.
I leave my mark.
I do it in another way.
I trash it.
Oh, I really destroy it in a whole other way.
Great. And this is what you can get tomorrow night at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, Act One.
If that's the humor you respond to, get ready for Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis tomorrow night, 9 p.m., UCB Hell's Kitchen.
Get months of this.
Jason Gore unloads.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the next show.
This is bad.
My next one man show.
Gave you a title.
No, that's a great title.
Jason Gore.
That's a really good title.
I don't like it. I don't like any of this.
You love it.
You love it. You know what? Maybe I do. I love that. That's where we're at now. I'm like, oh, I don't like this. Pat just goes, you love it.
You will take this,
yeah,
and enjoy it.
I'm using the Adam Conover Jedi mind trick.
Yeah. Actually, you kind of like it.
You love it. I do? Wow, I do.
Is he a good guy, Alan Conover?
He's a great guy.
All right. Yeah. Take it easy.
If we want to get him in the studio, we can do it.
Yeah, I wasn't sweating whether he'd come to the studio or not.
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly. Although he's a big shot now. He's a big shot.
Still very approachable.
Doesn't he have an Earwolf show?
Yeah, he works on a show for us, Factually.
Oh my
God. Factually. No. Devin,
thank you. No, it's real.
Why don't you give us, Devin, give us the West Coasters' take on you're driving around.
Right.
Let's say this. You're driving around. You had a cold press smoothie that morning, right?
Okay.
Because you're a Los Angeles cool dude.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure.
You had a $11. You got some juicing for $11.
Right.
That you had to wait 20 minutes for, and they made you feel like they were doing you a favor.
Yes.
You got it, you drank it, now you're driving around,
mm-hmm.
and now you're like, uh-oh, I got to go to the boys' room.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Tell you the best retail bathroom I'm aware of in L.A., Alamo Draft House downtown. It has a thing of beauty, that bathroom.
The movie theater.
Yeah. And you can just go up that escalator. You can go right into that bathroom. Nobody's stopping you. Because you don't need to stop and get a ticket at the front. You're supposed to have the ticket on your phone, so.
Use it if the movie started.
Yeah, if you get, God forbid you get there 5 minutes after the movie started.
Yeah, then you can't go in. That's true. Yeah, but that's civilized.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even when you buy your tickets in advance and you're in the borough of Brooklyn where there's nowhere to park.
You just aligned your
schedules for 3 months to figure out this one date night. Yeah.
Pat's got
your one chance to see Road Dogs.
And the pipsqueak at the front says, sorry, but the movie already started when it's 10:06.
Yeah.
The pipsqueak
started at 10:01.
What movie was it again? Drowning Mona?
It was a 70mm print of Drowning Mona.
Yeah. One showing only.
I wanted to give it another chance.
Finally, Drowning Mona, the way it was always meant to be seen, in 70mm.
They had Bette Midler there. She was going to
do a Q&A. Yeah,
Q&A.
Because Pat had a bad experience at Alamo Draft House in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
And he is, and look, this is all I'll say. Tom is saying, boy, this guy won't let go of that. Track the source on that. Ay. Pat sure won't let go of that Alamo Draft House night. The person who's still moaning about Nick DiPaolo with the jacket from 23 years ago, making fun of my winter coat. Yeah, look, when you got your jacket there? Nice jacket. Nice jacket.
Yeah.
Mike, you watch any of Sebastian Maniscalco's stand-up on Netflix?
You know what? I started hearing that name, you know, when, like, people just start talking about somebody.
Yeah.
And I guess it was his month. I guess the thing had just come out. So I'm like, oh, you know, I think there was an article in the Times about him. Yeah, he was like the hot property that month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I checked it out. And I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did not laugh. So, again, you know, maybe this is my problem, you know, with humor.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the thing with you, Mike, is that you don't understand. Maybe this will help you. Tragedy would be as if I fell down the stairs. Comedy, however, would be as if Sebastian Maniscalco fell down the stairs. I'm trying to do the thing. What are they trying to do with the thing? Right? It's always just like, I'm trying to just get a sandwich. And this thing, this guy looks at me. He's like, what are you trying to do? I just want a sandwich.
Yeah, he hands
I just
it up.
Can't get a sandwich. What am I doing here? I just want a sandwich. Trying to go in a place, order a cup of coffee. Just a cup of coffee, black, and a cup of coffee, maybe a little milk, a little sugar.
Mileage out of his dad.
And I go up there, and he's going up with the mocha latte. He's got all the things with the wing. I just want a cup of coffee. Well, there you go. I never tried Sebastian Maniscalco impression.
That was right on.
There you go. How about that? I'm still, Mike, I still got it.
Yeah.
Mike? Hey, Mike, maybe, it's Sebastian. His dad.
It's always every other story is about his dad.
My father's like, you don't want to walk around the park? Dad, I got a sold out a show at Radio City Music Hall.
This is frightening.
I sold out a freaking show at Radio City. I don't got time. We're supposed to go walk around the park.
Oh, God, that's creepy. It's insane how close that is.
I mean, I go to a place, I'm looking, I try to get a cup of coffee. I just want coffee. I gotta get the thing, the mocha latte. What is this? I'm losing it. I feel like I'm losing it. There you go. Sebastian Maniscalco. The latest addition to the stable.
Did you ever do Tommy Chong before?
Tom's World of Voices.
I don't remember you doing Tommy Chong before.
Hey, man. You remember it, man?
I didn't remember you doing it before.
Okay, man. So, Mike?
Yeah.
So that's a good bathroom, Devin.
Oh, it's great. You know why?
Alamo Draft House.
Single occupancy.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
All right.
But just a row of all single occupancy. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's the dream. Oh,
that's nice.
No urinals?
No, because it is gender neutral.
Yep.
It's really nice.
Okay.
So you're going to pass women in that bathroom? They're like in the aisles?
Correct.
Weird. That's weird.
No.
Eh. No, it's great, man.
It's really nice. Great. Yeah.
Roll with
it. Very clean.
What do you think of that, Tom?
I'm fine with it.
All right.
That's the way Union Hall's bathrooms are.
Mm.
They're all like that.
What's a bad bathroom in Los Angeles?
Oof. I mean, I got to be honest. The Ralph's supermarket.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's going to be real low.
Yeah, that's
anytime
a rough one.
That you're using a supermarket bathroom, you're peeking behind the curtain of a very industrial looking.
Which one are we talking? Are we talking about the one on La Brea?
No, I'm saying any supermarket bathroom when they're like, yeah, you can use a bathroom. It's just right back there, and you have to go behind.
You have
the
to go
scenes.
Through like the stock and everything.
Yeah, right. You peek behind the curtain. It's like you're not supposed to look back there. It's weird. No matter what,
it's like a President's United States trash can in a corner. They're just like pointing at it.
Because it's a thing where you're like, yeah, go through those swinging doors that have like the plastic at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
To keep the cold in,
to like keep these, the cold in. Yeah. Yeah, to freeze all the meat.
Yeah, oh, it's like
and like a sound when you
it's
walk.
Like, well, there's their punch clock. You like walk through. Okay, there's their punch clock. There's the break room. An employee just shot me a dirty look. From the break room, I guess I ruined their break.
Yeah.
Some dumb customer walking through the back. Oh, look at that. It's a giant pallet of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then here's, I guess, is this the bathroom? And it's the filthiest door I've ever seen in my life. Right through here, eh?
We haven't even touched upon the graffiti you'll find.
I was about to say, and these days you'll see a lot of pro Trump and anti Trump right on top and over and under each other.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't.
ShopRite in Jersey City.
It's like a civil war right there on the bathroom.
Civil war, ShopRite, Jersey City. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't crossed that yet.
I go ahead, Mike.
I worked for a publishing company. This is years ago. This is going back to the 90s. And you know how like tiles. You know, I mean, you can't really do graffiti on a tile wall. You know, it's mm-hmm. the pen. Won't,
right.
You know.
Unless you scratch graffiti.
Well, no. But some weirdo in my office on the grout between the tile.
Oh, yeah.
Tiles, that tiny little space.
Yeah.
They would just write F or S. Mm-hmm. they had to get it out of themselves, you know. And you know they found a spot you know where they could do it on the grout of the tile.
And it's they like got it in. That's where. So Sergio Aragonist it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Find the little corners like in Mad Magazine when they wrote when he did the stuff in the top corners written real small.
And then you get all the spelling errors are always rampant There was a note about, flushing the toilet or something like that. Please remember to flush the toilet. And somebody, some bright star in the office thought they'd add, don't piss on the floor too or something.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah. Mike Knight.
I'm just reporting. Yeah, I'm just reporting.
No, just a reporter. Okay.
Yeah. An observer.
He's just an observer of society.
I don't make this stuff up.
No, of course you. You couldn't. You couldn't make this up. You couldn't make this stuff up, Mike.
And since we're on a topic, I always like to bring up the draper. I work for a law book publisher, and there was a guy in there who would drape toilet paper over the cracks of the doors. And he'd leave them there. He, you know, it's one thing to try and have privacy, and God knows what he was doing in there, that he felt the need to cover the cracks of the stall. But he would leave his handiwork up. Mm-hmm. So we started calling him the draper.
Okay. The draper.
Yeah, we all know who it was, though. It was this weird editor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nobody ever saw him coming out, you know, or seen him draping.
Yeah.
But we were convinced we narrowed down.
You knew it was him.
Yeah, we knew it was this guy.
The draper.
Total weirdo.
This upsets me. I don't know why.
You must have seen stuff, Tom, in your travels.
I've seen some graffiti, some good graffiti.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, the classic.
Classic, one, yeah.
Yeah.
The best.
Oh, that was.
Pig, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the on election night when our president got elected, Donald Trump. I got in a car crash, and by all rights should have been smeared all over the front of my car. And I hit that deer so hard. It's a true gift that I was able to walk away, and I do not take it lightly. I'm all kidding aside. Yeah. The car's totaled. Or so I thought. Had to fight with the insurance company for, well, now I sound like Pat talking about Alamo Draft House. I'm not that mad yet, though. I'm not that mad. I'm talking about election night when Donald Trump got elected, the car accident I got in that I thought I was not going to survive and stuff. I'm still not at Pat's anger at Alamo Draft House yet.
Hello. Close.
Close. I'm getting closer, though. You know I love you, Pat.
No, I do. And, okay. A lot of times people who are just getting to know me, like in a work setting or something, are just like, do you even ever get mad? Do you ever get mad? I sometimes bring up the Alamo Draft House story to just say, yes, I do. Here's an instance where I got very mad.
Yeah.
He's got to be on time, Pat. Time management.
Devin.
Yeah.
You gotta be on time.
I'm talking just to you now, Devin.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no, in the city of New York, I know you're out in Los Angeles, but in the city of New York, mm-hmm. in its many Jesus. Boroughs,
yeah.
sometimes time works with you, mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. Okay. Alamo Drafts House rules are so arbitrary. And in 2019, listen, mm-hmm. the cinema was created at people, in addition to for entertainment purposes, people when they were at a theater seeing a live show, it was rude, and it's still rude to get up and go to the bathroom. And excuse yourself. That's why they have intermissions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
suddenly, this breakthrough technology, the cinema comes out. Suddenly, those rules go away. No, Alamo Draft House comes out and they say, "Hey, we're gonna put all these rules in place, so you." You can't be late to movies. Well, guess what? That's for what? The audience, to keep this audience, this whole experience so crisp and
God,
pure.
He's going
to
go all night.
Without interruption. Here's the thing. What is Alamo Draft House? A dine-in movie theater, yeah, okay?
Sure.
People are, hey, did you guys already have, that's interruption. So the rules right away don't make sense.
Hey, Tom, can you take over this rant as Sebastian?
Listen, if people are coming in and out of the theater late, how is that any different than somebody taking your order?
I'm talking to a guy. His name is Pat. This guy's a friend of mine. He's always talking about the movies. He goes and he's always talking about Alamo Draft House.
I wrote a draft, not an Alamo draft. I wrote an email draft to the head of Alamo Draft House. Mm-hmm. I never sent it.
Send it right now.
No, Mindy stopped me from sending.
Is this still in?
Probably.
Put it up on Twitter. Put it up on Twitter.
Yeah, put it up.
I'll put it up on the Best Show Twitter.
People complaining about the Irishman.
If it's a dine-in theater, what's the argument? People are already interrupting you. So what's the argument about somebody coming in 5 minutes late because their subway wasn't on time, because there was nowhere to park? It's the city of New York.
I will say this open letter that Mike posted on Facebook about Irishman really hit some nerves.
Yeah, some people got mad. But, I went home and it just seemed like everybody, people I, never seen comment on a movie before, everybody felt compelled to say, hey, you know what? This Irishman thing, it's a hoax.
It's not that.
It's not good. It's boring. It's too long. It seemed like, like I said, people who I've never seen chime in about a movie ever had an opinion about this movie. It was just curious.
It's not that we didn't have tickets either. We bought tickets in advance.
This is
okay. We bought tickets in advance.
Yeah, you got to buy them in advance, really.
You have to, right?
Yeah, I think
I said, here's our reservation number for our tickets, sir. And he said, you can't come in. And I said, what? It was so rare that the stars aligned. My girlfriend has a very busy schedule. The stars aligned. I had off. She had off. We were finally going to see this dumb movie. And then
what movie again was it?
Oh, gosh.
2001?
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say, even.
No, you have to say it now.
You have to.
I think you ended up not liking it, right?
Well, no, I actually never even saw it after this. It was more about the date and less about the movie, okay?
Right. Yeah.
What movie, though?
Yeah, you got to say it, Pat.
It was La La Land. All right,
You were this angry for La La Land.
It was the notion of the movie itself, of going out and being denied by this pipsqueak guy.
Did he have rules that he could point to?
This is the listen.
Did he have
yes.
They're posted there.
He had a framed sign that he showed me. Yeah. This is the kindergartening of society, people. That's what I'm mad about. This is the kindergartening of our society, and everyone's fine with it. I'm the only one who's this mad. It's nuts.
Yes. About this incident, yes, you're the only one that's this mad.
It's nuts.
How much, Pat?
Lead time?
Well, here you go.
You have to have a lead time. So how much lead time did you give yourself?
Enough, but there was nowhere to park because it's Flatbush.
Was it at least an hour?
I had never been to the theater before. I'd never been there. I didn't know that I would have to take 8 escalators to get up to it.
That's a fair point.
And then across a long hallway. In that time that I entered the building from the base, from the ground floor to the top of the 4th or 5th floor, whatever it was, 6 minutes passed in that time. Like, I got into the building on time,
but I had to go
up to this theater. Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
No. So you... Look, the escalator thing I understand entirely. I understand it.
Yeah.
The parking thing, not so much. That is not the theater's responsibility in Brooklyn.
I didn't know what neighborhood it was in. I didn't know what the parking would be like.
Look, Pat, I'm on your side with this.
Yeah.
But this is what I want to ask you. If you could press a button and one of these two things would change, which would you do?
Go ahead.
You press the button, Alamo Draft House comes to you and apologizes and arranges a special screening of La La Land.
A private screening
for you and all your friends, not just your date.
I didn't like it.
Mindy wouldn't go after this show airs.
All your friends are there.
Okay.
And they say that everybody can eat whatever they want.
Okay.
On the house.
Go ahead.
But because that happened, there is a 1 in 50 chance that event happening will give Donald Trump a second term. 1 in 50.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know whether you doing this made him get elected a second time or not.
Right. I'll never know.
You would never know.
But I know that it's a possibility.
You know that there is a 1 in 50 chance that the fates will make sure he becomes president again because you press the button for this Alamo Drafthouse redemption.
Uh-huh.
Would you do it?
I think we all know the answer.
Yes, yes. Of course it's yes.
Press it.
No, no, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't live with that.
1 in 10,000. And on top of this, the pipsqueak, as you called him.
Right. Twice.
Is now for 3 minutes, either before or during La La Land, you can shoot him with a paintball gun.
Well, then, yeah, I got to do it. I almost drove back the next day just to punch him in the face. Ooh, I was that mad. Wow. I was in Brooklyn. I wanted to drive back. I wanted to drive back.
You were in Brooklyn, so you're like, I'm here.
I was going to just drive up, take the 8 escalators up, walk up to the booth, and just sucker punch him and leave. Just a quick jab and then walk out. And never go back to that theater.
Wait, what do you get shorty? Yeah. Just walk in a place, punch someone in the mouth, and walk out?
I didn't do it. It was a fantasy. But it was a fantasy that I replayed in my head for the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Every time you were in Brooklyn?
Gripping the steering wheel in Brooklyn. Uh-huh. Replaying the events of that night over and over again in my head. Keep in mind, I want this to be very, very clear, okay? This was not I started driving there late. And couldn't find parking. I drove around looking for parking for north of 15 minutes. I would have been early to the movie.
Mindy tweeted, oh God, you guys got him riled up on this again. Listen. So.
I would have been at least 10 minutes early to the film.
And here's the irony.
I could have got popped. What?
The opening of the movie, I think, is the worst part of the movie.
That's true.
I
like the part where Ryan Gosling invents jazz the most.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to put that movie down 100%. It's not for me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my jam.
It probably wasn't for either of us either. And maybe the guy did me a favor.
Maybe he did. But then again, what if you went to see that movie and that movie inspired an idea that would have been your ticket to where you're supposed to go?
Oh man! Mm-hmm. Oh, Pat.
Wait, could you repeat that? I was.
You were going to see the movie that night.
Yeah.
And then, regardless of what you think of the movie, something in it, you're like, "Oh, that's a fun idea for it. What if I did a thing based on a guy like that?"
Yeah, it would have been your friends,
or maybe out of boredom, your mind was just sort of wandered, and then you had this great idea.
Well, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah,
that's my life.
So what if, Mike,
yeah.
When you hear Pat talk like this and you hear the rage.
It's rare. Yeah, it's rare. I'll say that.
What advice would you give Pat to help him with this blind anger he's got at this point?
No,
Devin had to do was mention a chain of movie theaters on the other side of the country.
Yeah, set them off.
What advice would you give your friend Pat?
Now, the thing with anger, I think everybody has been angry over things. And, you know, I've simmered for a long time over different things. And you just have to give it time. That's time. It'll eventually, you're full of the anger for a while, but then it just sort of dissipates. And then you're free again.
Mm-hmm.
Can't always be angry, though. I mean, it's not a good place to be. Being angry.
You know that line in one of the early Avengers movies where
Mike doesn't.
Mark Ruffalo says, that's the thing, I'm just angry all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you control it? He says, that's the thing, I'm just always angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're not.
I know.
You're not always angry.
But with Alamo, I am.
But you're still
and I hold
you're
it
still
in.
Carrying.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
still carrying.
And Tom, you're angry all the time about certain things. You hold, you know.
Pat.
Nick DePaulo, what?
Pat, I couldn't be more in agreement with you. Yeah. You think I'm different than you with this?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm just saying I get it.
Yeah.
Who knew Mike Knight would be so therapeutic?
Right.
Yeah. Who knew that Mike going into his little toilet talk, right?
We should note that Pat was the one who initiated the talk, though. I didn't initiate it.
Well, here's the
I jumped on it. I saw an opportunity.
Here's the nice full circle, just payoff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, I want to say 3 years later, 2.5, 3 years later. Who would have thought? Do you think that clerk at that cashier at Alamo in Brooklyn would have known that one day on a popular podcast, that gentleman would have fixed the board by himself? I mean, that's really that's where it all comes home to me.
Go ahead. No, you go, Jason.
I was going to say, speaking of popular podcasts, I did want to bring up the fact that we got honorable mention in the list of the best podcasts of the year.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, nice.
So, and it was a Best Show LA episode.
Yeah.
Jonah Ray and Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm scrolling through now. Honorable mention.
Yep.
Honorable mention.
Oh, that's a – look, whatever. That's fine.
What were you going to say, Tom?
I was going to say – I already feel the Best Show was properly honored in the larger sense of the when they talked about the best podcast
of the decade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm not knocking it. I'm saying it was very nice that we were mentioned.
Yeah.
I was excited. I thought that was a good night and a good episode.
It was a good episode.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that it's in there too. But I feel the honor that I received earlier that the Best Show received. I can't worry about those things right now because we got it already. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
But
what were you going to say when Jason started talking before?
All I was going to say was, I understand the anger. Uh-oh. I got it. I got it in me. But all I'm saying is you got to channel it into a positive place, Pat. Don't carry it. Set it down.
I'm setting it down right here on this show.
Set it down.
We actually did go back, and we did successfully see a film about 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Guess which film it was in that timeline?
2001.
No. I mean, in the timeline if La La Land was out and it's we're up for
Moonlight.
This would have been spring, early summer after that.
What did you see?
We saw the Tonya Harding movie.
I, Tonya.
Yeah.
Tom loved that one.
Nah, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I remember.
I love Claire O'Kane tweeting about you, Pat.
People are worried.
Yeah. People are feeling.
There on Brett's new show at the Sultan Room, and it was great.
You did?
Yeah, Brett's doing a new show in this great venue in Bushwick, and it has a 13-piece band, and it was really fun.
That's cool. And what's that show called?
Blowout.
The Blowout?
Or just Blowout? I played a small part. He had like a thematic theme and played a small part.
Yeah, I saw video clips for that. It looked a lot of fun.
My young friend Brent Daniels is doing so much good comedy these days, and I'm happy he's – I guess he'll do this thing since he lost his shirt doing the specials on basic cable or whatever it was on public access. What's he doing next time? Is he paying people to attend the show now? Is he – how far is he going in terms of going in the wrong direction? That's all I want to know. Is Brent paying people to do the show?
I think that it was a good scenario for the actual guests that were on the flyer.
That's okay.
I played a little bit part, so I wasn't expecting anything.
I wasn't asked.
But I had free admission.
To do anything.
Okay.
I was at the very last minute, so, Jason. So that's
same.
Well, look, Pat, you know I'm on your side. I'm just going to say to you, let it go. Let the anger go. Think like you're a Jedi warrior. Make like you're the Mandalorian.
Pat, we love you, and we don't love you when you're angry.
No, I do. Yeah. I love him when he's angry. My love is not conditional. My love is not conditional.
Mine
unlike others. Unlike others, Pat.
It's very conditional love.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let it go right here, right now.
How about a little breathing exercise I use?
Okay.
It's called 3-4-5.
Okay.
Inhale for 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Hold it for 4 seconds. And then exhale for 5 seconds.
Yeah, man. Inhale. Wow. You got to inhale, man.
Mike, I just did it as you were talking.
I got an exercise, man. I inhale.
I just did that as you were talking. Where did you learn that? That's great.
I just saw it online someplace.
My exercise goes like this, man. I inhale for 5 seconds, man. And then, wait, what is it again?
3-4-5.
3-4-5. Yeah. So what is it, man? You inhale for 3?
Yeah. Hold it for 4.
What am I doing, man? I'm holding it. I'm not holding, man. That's the problem. I came around. I was seeing if somebody else was holding, man. You holding, man?
No, man. I'm not holding. I know some guys, huh?
Who do you know, man?
I know some guys. Bayonne guys.
Dave?
No, not Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
No. Wow. Any other calls?
Yes, we have a full phone bank.
Let's take the phone bank and then we're going to wrap it up because everybody's got to go. Devin is... Line one, let's go.
Line one, you're on with everybody.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Angela.
Who?
Speakerphone or...
Angela. No, I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me okay?
Angela?
Yeah, Angela.
That's better.
Where are you calling from, Angela?
I'm in Ithaca.
How are you tonight, Angela?
I'm doing okay. I was just about to go to bed.
Well, you stay up for a little bit longer.
A touch.
What? Tell us about the bathrooms in Ithaca.
They're glorious.
I'm sure.
Our first lady, too. I mean, you know,
what's ladies' the best? Rooms are
different than men's rooms.
What is the best? Yeah, go ahead.
It's a different situation. The best what?
No, go ahead. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, Angela.
No, I was just saying, I think that, you know, from the way I hear you describing the men's rooms, I think ladies' rooms are a little more civilized.
Okay. Yeah, they might be. They might be. One time I went into an Office Depot bathroom, and then on the wall it said, in graffiti, it literally said, Office Max Rules. Like somebody wrote like, wait, no, it was a Staples bathroom and somebody wrote Office Max Rules.
On the wall. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was weird. Angry.
Yeah.
Anything? I agree. What do you, any bathroom come to mind? Angela?
A good bathroom?
Good or bad?
Good or bad? I've spent a lot of time thinking about public bathrooms, actually.
You're one of the lucky ones.
You escaped. You escaped the curse.
It was different. Like, when I used to live in New York, I think that I had to frequent public bathrooms more often. But here, it's like, it's not really a thing. You're never that far from where you need to be.
Okay.
Easier.
Well,
yeah.
We're right here now. And any plans coming up, Angela?
There was an event that I wanted to tell you about that's coming up here. I'm not going to go to, but it looks of interest to you, maybe.
Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis?
No, Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis is at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen tomorrow at 9 p.m.
That's a little far of a drive. It takes me like 4 and change, close to 5 hours.
Okay.
Well, it's worth it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I'm positive it's worth it. but so, I'm working tomorrow, so that'll be hard.
So what is the event in Ithaca you wanted to tell me about?
So did you know Tommy Stinson is doing a solo tour?
Sure. It's called the 2GPS tour. I had 2 GPSs. I had 2.
2 of them.
I would have rather those GPSs come into the studio than him. Anyway. So, guys, so he's doing a solo show.
Uh-huh. So he's performing at a winery, which is in a little tiny place called Burdett, like mm-hmm. a population 200 or something like okay. that. Very small. But if you look up the tickets, it's there's like a tiered admission fee.
Okay.
Different things for each tier.
What are you supposed to get?
Well, so for general admission is $25.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pay $40 for general admission plus extra love, which doesn't give you anything except it says you can throw some good karma into the cosmic tip jar and help Tommy as he travels for gas money, batteries, and a cushion for unexpected expenses.
Okay.
It's just giving him a little extra money. And then for $100... you get to have happy hour with Tommy. But it doesn't include drinks.
I would think you'd pay more to not have to do those things.
and then you get to know like where happy hour is. They disclose it after you pay. So you don't know where it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's only 2 places in Burdett.
That's the whole thing. We can't say where it is. It's like, I bet you I could figure out where this is going to be if it's in a small town. Just stick your head in the like you said, two places, right?
Yeah, like two places.
Yeah, so then it's just like, okay, there he is. or man, he's not in this one. Let's go to the other one then.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Good for him. It's like God bless him.
$75, and it's limited to 10 people, though. The happy hour.
Oh, so that 11th person gets. Yeah, oh, whoa, on that 11th person who gets told, "Sorry, Tommy can't fit an 11th in this thing."
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that 0 people have purchased that.
Well, Angela, I want you to let me know how it is. I want you to go and have a great time.
I can't afford it.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll find it anyway.
I'm going to say goodnight to you, my friend, and you get your sleep now.
Thank you. Goodnight, okay. Tom.
You take care. Bye. Other calls?
Going right now to line 4.
There we go. Line 4.
Anyone who's calling now, just let it ring.
Well, we're going to finish. They can let it ring till the end of time. I mean
someone who's trying. I couldn't put.
Them oh, on gotcha. Okay.
In line right behind this call. Sure. Sorry.
No, don't. Pat, don't. Look, I got to tread lightly with you now. I don't want Alamo Draft House.
Listen, I sold the Joker suit. I no longer own it.
I think that Joker suit rubbed off on you a little too much.
Yeah.
Right?
It's getting crazier out there. All right.
So go ahead. Welcome. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Glad to be on. Although I have not been able to follow along either listening or on social media, so I have no idea what the topic is. I feel like I'm swimming without my water wings.
Well, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Is the theme swimming without your water wings?
No, it's retail bathrooms, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Thank you. You said it.
Can I say Jesus on the air?
You just did.
Yeah.
Well.
So what else do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I just called in because it's been a while. I one time saved a guy.
It's been a while.
Life in a bathroom. Yeah.
You saved a guy?
I worked at a grocery store. I don't know if you know, the Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey chain, Giant. I was an employee there. And I used to, in high school, I used to do this thing where I would go up to the bathroom and I would pretend to be, defecating, but it would go on for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'd just be reading a book on my phone. And this is really not a joke. This sounds like a setup for a joke, but I heard this guy.
All right, hang up kind on of this guy.
Short of breath.
Hang up on him. I don't want this. I don't want this.
Okay, you have.
I was intrigued.
I think there's one more call. Yeah.
That's the other thing.
One more.
Cell phones give people the opportunity to just kill time in bathroom stalls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another one of cell phones' great things. It's contributed to society.
It's great, 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 that's, great.
And not just read, not just read books either.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, look, Mike, I just saw a picture of, never mind. I'm not going to say. I was just looking, my computer just kindly presented me with a picture of everybody that doesn't talk to Tom anymore. So we're going to go. Apparently they were all in the same place. Well, how about that? All right. Last call. Let's do this. And then I'm going to go walk into traffic.
Line three. You're on with everybody.
Line three. What's up?
You're on the best show. This is you. Hello.
Is it on?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's on.
Yeah, they're done.
It's on.
No more calls. Okay.
There is one last call.
Okay, one last call. Let's do it.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hi.
It's going good now.
What's up?
Good, good. I had a submission for the best retail bathroom.
Yes.
The Cheesecake Factory. Fantastic bathroom.
Not a bad bathroom. I don't know with that.
Very good. Right, mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah, that's a good bathroom, honestly.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
And smells like cheesecake.
One thing I wanted to ask you guys about, if y'all had,
I wonder why,
by chance, had those chocolate Ritz, the chocolate-covered Ritz crackers. I hear they're amazing.
Where are they?
The chocolate-covered Ritz crackers. I've heard they're amazing.
Where, you mean they're just in the store?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I saw them the other day. Kristen pointed them out while we were in the grocery store, but we didn't get any. But they look delicious.
They're supposed to be incredible. Yep. So.
A lot of great stuff being made.
I wanted to call and say.
Yeah.
All right.
The great stuff being made.
Yeah. It's an exciting new world. Chocolate-covered Ritz crackers. All right,
we did it.
All right. Let me say this, my friends. Thank you. I want to thank Devin for holding it down on this end. Thank you, Devin. You rule.
My pleasure.
And thanks to Pat.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you.
You're the best. I love you. I know you're not an angry person. You know I'm just teasing you.
Tom, I'm a mirror. You're the best.
Oh. I say that, and I don't like how it sounded receiving it.
That sounded like something Dudio would say.
No, I'll take it though, Pat. I'll take it. I appreciate it.
Was it sincere?
It was. It was completely sincere. Okay. Quite sincere. Pat,
I should mention I edit these shows, and I edited the Bob tribute, and hearing Tom say that to Bob, to Avalanche Bob, the late great Avalanche Bob, hearing Tom say that over and over in my editor's brain. I literally said it to Tom just now without thinking of it because I heard the phrase so much, but I did mean it from the heart.
Okay. No, I know you did. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pat. And Mike?
Yes. Thank you for the honor of this show dedicated to me.
Yes. And this will not be the last.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. And what do you have? People go to apmike.bandcamp.com, see whatever.
I discounted the headshots. I'm blowing them out this Christmas.
There you go. Just blowing them out.
And
you want to get rid of them. You're done.
And they're selling. I mean, I had quite a mailing the other day.
And Jason, of course, and that's enough, Mike. Jason, want to, of course, tell everybody about your live show tomorrow, Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen, New York City. People can't, if you're there, don't miss it.
And if you can't make that show, there's another show on Monday the 23rd at 7:30, same place.
So when is that?
Full run.
Monday the 23rd of December.
Okay.
At 7:30 at Hell's Kitchen. That's so great. Two shows, and then there's two shows in January, and we'll see what happens from there.
All right.
No more.
I love it.
So
I have a brief announcement as well.
What's that?
Well, one thing is I will be at a friend of the show, Neil Haggerty's Howling Hex show at Baby's All Right, thanks to Jason Gore, who recommended me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Neil reached out for me to do it, and I will be in London then. So I said, you should ask Pat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Something there, comedy, who knows. That's the 29th Howling Hex show at Baby's All Right.
That is really cool. Look, Neil is an all-time legend. If you're in New York, you go see that because he's the best.
He's the best.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I'll play some music on the way out. And actually, I won't. I'll just play some sounds. How about that?
Yeah.
Play some sounds.
Great. Thanks, Devin.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Devin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
Jason in Brooklyn, what's up, Jason?
Hi, Mike. You know, I've been listening to you for a while, and you've always said that your radio show has been very unique in that you could always turn on the car. You always could turn on your show on in the car with the kids in the car.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about any foul language.
Absolutely.
Right. So how come in the movie, like, your part, well, you know, you had to curse. Why couldn't you just, you know, do your part without cursing?
Because they asked me. But that's not my brand. The movie is an R-rated movie that I don't think you're going to be taking your kids to, and has nothing to do with my radio show, which is for 35 years a show you could turn on and can turn on any day, and you'll never hear me doing any scatological stuff. You'll never hear me doing any nasty stuff. You won't hear me saying anything foul or doing anything for a cheap thrill or any of that stuff, and that sticks to this day. So you can turn it on with your kid in the car every day. The movie was a script. I could agree to do it or not do it. It was a script. I stuck to the script, okay? So
why did you agree to curse on you know, while everyone sees
again,
how you're light? That's something that people don't want to see.
What do you mean they don't want to see it? Don't see it. Don't go see it. I have no problem with that. It's an R-rated movie. You don't have to go see it. It's an R-rated movie. If you don't want to see it, it's an R-rated movie. You don't have to go see it. That has nothing to do with my radio show. If you don't see the difference, I can't help you. But you will never hear anything on this show that would in any way offend anybody in your family. Ever. Not one day. Ever. Never has. Never will. So, and I stick by that. And I've always stuck by that. So you can turn it on with your kids in the car any time. Any time. You will never have to say, oh, what are they talking about? Oh, look at the language he used. Oh, look what he's talking about. Look at the subject matter. You'll never have to do that ever, not once, nor have you ever had to in 35 years.